You are now listening to a Rabble Press podcast.
Punching six-year-olds in the face.
Clock out, come home, and drink away. To bash and burn the weekly plays. Douchey calls and sweaty balls, this is Scotch Sporting.
How's everyone's day?
Good. Oh, man. Have either of you ever watched Yellowstone?
We've already talked about this.
I've seen like an episode.
Okay. We talked about it, Mark?
Yeah, remember I'm not really into like Westerns unless it's like a Neo type like Logan. The Mandalorian.
It takes place now.
So it's not like Neo Western, not modern Western.
Sure, okay. Well, anyways.
It's just a bunch of people in like cowboy outfits not doing cowboy things.
Yeah. Okay. It's spectacular.
I was going to say, what's your take on this?
It is spectacular. I've crushed the first three seasons in the last like week. I'm almost done season three. It's such a good show.
And there are many spinoffs from my understanding.
There's two spinoffs right now. Yes. 1923 and 1883, which I have just added to my Plex server this evening. So I figure I'm going to get through what's out so far for Yellowstone, and then I'll go back and watch the other ones.
So Yellowstone is modern times?
Yes, takes place now.
Oh.
And it is fantastic.
Did not get that from the episode I watched. I thought the episode I watched was old-timey times.
Oh. And I don't think you watched Yellowstone.
Kevin Costner was there.
They're all driving like modern cars and using cell phones and Apple laptops.
Maybe I didn't see a car scene. Is Kevin Costner in any of the others?
No, I think he's just in the regular Yellowstone.
I saw Yellowstone.
In 1923, he would not be in any of those.
Maybe ones. You were watching The Postman.
Maybe he plays his dad, Mark, and maybe I was accidentally watching The Postman.
Right.
Or it could be several other Westerns he's been in.
Yeah. Kevin Costner likes being in Westerns.
Waterworld.
Very much. Very much.
Dances with Wolves.
Yep.
That's a Western.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Robin Hood.
Everyone's wearing Carhartt stuff now, the clothing label. And apparently it's all in Yellowstone. And now that makes sense. Because I was like, why would they dress them in Carhartt in old timey times?
Right.
This makes sense. I asked a builder on our show who was wearing a Carhartt hat.
Mm-hmm.
If he is annoyed that this has become trendy. And he said, yes, genuinely. Because he's like, the quality has gone down and the prices have gone up.
That sucks.
And he's like, it used to be really good workwear.
Yeah.
It's like, we were texting about how old we are. It's like Timberlands when we were growing up.
Yep.
Timberlands were a really hot shoe. Weren't needed on teenagers.
No.
They were a builder, like they were a work shoe.
Work shoes, yep.
No. But the 90s are back, clothing trend-wise.
Well, that's good. I can wear my super baggy pants again.
Yeah, Dave was super excited because cargo pants are back.
Yes,
cargo pants, and I think they had them for boys too, where they had the hoop for the like the hammer.
Yeah,
carpenter pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are frosted tips back yet?
Oof, not yet.
Not yet, eh? We got to wait a little bit longer. Yes, they were, Mark, do you not remember like 1998 to like 2002?
I remember seeing him like, this is awful.
Yeah, but it was cool.
Think of Vic Peralta whenever I think of frosted tips now.
This close. It was this close.
You did have frosted tips?
Almost. There was twice where I went and I'm like, I'm going to do it. And then I didn't. So there are not pictures out there with me with frosted tips.
Is this when you had long hair?
No.
Because the fact that you as a dude.
Yeah.
who could, within like a 2 week span,
grow it out and cut it off,
grow it to back to where it was.
Right.
Still, we're like, oof, I don't know.
It's a commitment.
I really, really want to, but I won't, even though I could immediately shave this off and right. within like 2 weeks be back to where it was.
Right.
Very upsetting as a woman.
Sorry.
That's okay. My brother had frosted tips.
See?
It's great. Yeah. And mod robes.
Oh, mod robes were the... I wore mod robes to work for like 3 years.
I have they heard...
the best I look pants.
I have heard mod robes are also back.
I have heard that as well.
They I can't were do it.
The best pants. We wore them... This was like everybody that worked at Rogers when I worked there, everybody wore them. Because they were black. We had to wear black pants. And they didn't they didn't look dressy, but they didn't like they looked like slacks. They didn't look like, you know what I mean? Like they didn't look like fucking pajama pants. What?
It's true.
They are back.
They're back.
Yes. I should get some.
Wow. The original lounge pant is back.
Lounge pant.
What is so this is looks to be for the original pant, canvas. Anyone over the age of 30 will know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So this is for anyone younger.
It's Do we need to get started? Do you want to get started before we go?
Have we not started?
Well, I'm recording, but we're not streaming. So let me.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yes.
Hold on. What the fuck? Oh, this stupid thing. Okay. Forget it. We're not streaming. I don't get it. I don't get
Clash and Burn the weekly.
I don't get why it won't let me fucking stream.
That's cool. Don't stress.
Oh my God, it's not even letting me record.
Oh.
Okay, can you guys see me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I don't know if it's recording or not. It looks like it is. Let me check the...
Audio or video?
Video. Okay, no, it looks like it is. All right, well, good luck. Let's hope we get something. No, it is recording. It's recording. Okay, cool. We can't stream for some reason. I'm going to figure this shit out because, like, that's bad.
It is part of your livelihood.
My streaming thing works. It's something with this with the Scotch Sporting one that's the problem. So
should we play Fortnite as we do Scotch Sporting next week?
Really?
Yeah. And then we could stream that.
I mean, sure.
In our party. Talk about sports.
Yep. And then have Fortnite playing.
Scotch Sporting.
Scotch Sporting Fortnite.
Scotch Sporting. Yeah.
I mean, we could. It's definitely a possibility.
Do you stream your face and the video game, and then can you do our faces?
If we did this with the OBS Ninja, like exactly like this, of course.
Interesting. Do I need to be on PC?
No, we can play cross-platform.
That's great. I'm not good, and I really love looking at crates.
Mark, how are you at Fortnite?
I have not touched that ever, at all.
I'm a real...
You've
I'm
never
a real
once played Fortnite? Video
girl. Never.
Wow.
As someone that plays first-person shooters, if you've played a first-person shooter before in your entire life...
Yeah.
You will be fine at Fortnite.
Yeah. And especially with if it's us three, they'll put us in like the bullshit lobbies where we're playing against like 6 year olds.
It's just a battle royale.
It's just us punching 6 year olds in the face.
Which is the clip.
Right.
That you'll probably hear.
You'll
in the
probably have already heard that clip and then you'll be like, wait a minute. And unless we say like, something. Oh. Ridiculously sexual later, because those are the ones I always go with.
We probably will, knowing
100%.
Yeah,
and show your gun to the miner as well after you beat them up.
Well, you gotta start shooting near the miners. That's the way to do it.
Ugh. So punched him and then showed his gun, Ja Morant?
It's pretty good.
And Joe Mixon just
fired near children. His
house. Yeah.
Shot people around someone's house?
In his house.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good
stuff.
Yeah,
that's good. That's good. I'm happy that don't do the thing is bad is not about COVID anymore. It's bad. Just super easy if you are a famous person. Don't flash a gun at someone.
Why would you do it? You got
really easy.
You got all the money.
Yeah, we were talking about Modrobes, and so you probably will hear a really weird jump cut if you're listening to this. But yes. I do want to get back to Modrobes, so don't cut that all of that out.
Right.
Just cut some. You know. So the original Modrobes, which were just like these, I don't know, I can't even describe the material. Canvas? Linen? Not linen.
Yeah, it's a weird, like...
A canvas? Like a windbreaker, yeah, but on your leg.
Not quite windbreaker, but yes, yeah, similar.
What, is there anything we wear? Scrubs. They were scrubs.
Exactly. Yes, they were scrubs.
But maybe slightly heavier material. I honestly can't think of a material that we wear that is Modrobes material right now.
Right.
Okay, so original scrubs or Modrobes, and they had a belt that was like a seat belt and had a seat belt clip, like a high chair kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. How much? Just pulled them up. Done.
Like you were a sack of fucking potatoes.
Yes.
How much are Modrobes original lounge pants selling for
today?
Right now in today times 2023, and this is in Canadian dollars.
I'm gonna say they're going for 50.
I'm gonna say 95.
59.
Oh, good. 95. Okay.
Boom. Yeah. Higher than what they should be based right on what they are.
The fact that you asked is the reason I went so high. I'm like, oh God, they're going to be stupid expensive.
I'm surprised because I feel maybe in the 90s, can we translate what that money would be? Like, what were they in the 90s?
Oh, they were probably about 30 or 40.
Hmm. Which in today's money.
Mm-hmm.
Probably $60. You can get a toque for $20.
Yeah.
You can get a Modrobes keychain for $10.
See.
And the Modrobes fleece pants. Did mm-hmm. those exist when we were younger?
I don't think so.
No.
Also $60.
So here's the problem that I have with Modrobes now is they worked in 2000 and. You know, I would have been so it would have been like 99 to like 2005 ish is when I worked at Rogers. And you could get away with just having one pocket on your pants back then because you only needed your wallet and your keys and you could leave your cell phone in your car. Now I got cell phone, AirPods, keys, wallet. Like I need pockets. So I don't know if I could get away with these now. I need to carry a bag with me.
Oh, like a...
Actually, my laptop bag's right here. Yeah. I mean,
thinking as you're talking, and I'm like, I own numerous garments mm-hmm. where I go out that have no pockets.
That's crazy.
And I was like, well, what do? Oh, right. I carry a purse.
Carry a purse, yeah.
If I am in those instances.
I just like to be sleek, though, without the purse.
I wanted to transition from clothes and clothes and sports because, Chris, you were shitting on the World Baseball Classic uniforms.
Have you guys looked at it?
And I thought to myself, for Team Canada, and I thought to myself, what do the rest of them look like?
Right.
So
Do you have a link?
I do. Let me send it because we're not streaming, right? So it doesn't matter.
No.
You'll put it up.
I can open it up and bring it up here on the screen anyways, so.
Okay, cut this part. Mm. No!
No. That's too much work.
Discord's being a penis. What? Can you go to the sport, just Google the sporting news?
Okay.
World Baseball Classic uniforms ranking best to worst.
Sporting News ranking World Baseball Classic to worst.
Why did you Someone is screaming at their phone right now.
Of course.
If you aren't cutting.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Like screaming.
They're like, what the fuck? Is this it? This is it.
Yeah. Okay.
Except all the
So
cookies.
This is their ranking. Let's just go through it and see. Because I did a scan that wasn't ranked.
Right.
Of what it looked like. And I have my least favorite.
Could they just put the pictures in the fucking article so I don't have to click? Puerto Rico. You know what? That's not bad.
Came up for me.
Really?
Okay, hold on. I have my least favorite.
Okay.
Don't scroll yet. I'm very much not ready for you.
What about Cuba? Can I look at Cuba?
I remember.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to go best to worst. Cuba is the best?
Well, Puerto Rico is the best. Puerto Rico, they have listed as the best. Do you want to go from the bottom? Because I hope we're dead last.
No.
So Cuba's okay. This is all right. It's fun.
Cuba's colorful. Cuba has a cool fade. I like that.
Even the white one with the sleeves. It's cool.
But a sheer drop from 2 to 3 for me.
Okay, let's see.
And just this is indicative. What is with your internet? Because I can see the pictures.
I don't get it. I also have a lot of like blockers and stuff, so it could be because of an ad blocker. China.
So this big drop. China, Taipei.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really need to look at the bag, but okay. So you got. I like the dragon stuff going on here, but it's very light. Hard to see.
Yeah, I can't even see it.
I didn't even notice the dragon. Feels very Calgary Flames, like 89 to me.
Yeah.
Like that picture right there, I thought I was looking at the St. Louis Cardinals.
Okay.
There are many, Mark, not to be a spoiler of you've just ripped this off from another team. Panama's fine.
Yeah. I actually like the big font. Like, that's kind of one of my problems with the Canada one. But that's pretty good.
Yeah. And then we go to the Dominican Republic, very Puerto Rico, not to be, start any international drama. I feel like the Dominican Republic looked at the Puerto Rican one and went, yeah, let's do that too.
Like, don't copy. You can copy. Just don't make it look too obvious.
I think I have this higher than China, though, on my list.
Yeah, I think
there's
so.
There's a really cool, like, blue to red fade.
Yeah.
If you want to play along at home, go to thesportingnews.com and look up World Baseball Classic jerseys. Colombia is really fucking cool. It should be way higher than it is.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
I like this
a mustard
too.
Yellow, blue writing. Looks very, like, 50s to me, military.
Yeah, I like it. Like, I'm in. All right, Netherlands.
The Yankees. Took the Yankees.
We're going to just do pinstripes. That's it. That's all we got. Oh, okay.
Then we move on to Japan. Super boring. Yeah, looks like the Boston Red Sox.
That's really bad.
But they don't give a shit because they're Japan and they're going to do incredibly well in this.
You think?
If not, yeah. Have you seen the rosters?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Oh, and this one's a fucking video? Okay, so Australia is basically just the Mariners.
I was going to say Oakland Athletics, but yeah. I really like their logo.
Oh, yeah, that is kind of neat. The A with the little...
It's like a boomerang with a cool sun.
Yeah, all right, it's all right.
I just wanted to yell dollary dudes when I saw them. South Korea, very boring.
Yep.
South Korean logo. Venezuela, I think, is amazing. Very Colombia, like 1950s military.
Oh, yeah. No, this should be way higher, too.
Beige and blues and a cool burnt red should be way higher.
No, these colors are nice. This is a nice jersey. This should be way higher. That's number one for me so far.
The next one, Chinese Taipei.
Didn't we already do? Oh, okay. We did China and this. Okay, gotcha. Sure.
Very like I play Like, what's one up from, like, House League?
Yep.
Like, Select?
Yep.
Like, hey, I'm on my Select baseball team.
Yep.
I'm on the tryout team this year. Mexico's beautiful. The South American team's really, really bringing us together.
Oh, yeah. Mexico's is great, too.
Really bringing us together. Yep. It's like that beautiful, like, burnt red again. Cool green logo.
Yeah, I like that one.
Czech Republic is boring.
Czech Republic plays baseball?
They do, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Eh.
Italy is fine. Exactly. If you could just, without clicking on it, can you describe the Italy jersey for me?
It's got green and red and white in it.
Mm-hmm.
And a big eye or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, oh. The opposite.
Jesus Christ.
The literal opposite.
Although, blue. You know what? Their soccer team does the exact same thing. They wear the blue.
Why?
Because blue is for boys. Today.
Oh, right.
Hey, Italians. Why? The only thing that's Italian to me is that font. United States is... Yeah.
This is terrible. What's this S? United States
is very boring. It's the letter U and then one of those ribbon... Like long stripy ribbon candies that no one likes.
Yeah, everybody hates them.
Instead of the S and an A.
Garbage. Garbage. Oh, ours should be go. Ours should be way lower. Because I can't imagine that. Okay, so this is not what they were wearing today. They were wearing grays. Okay.
Yeah, just with.
And the word Canada on the front of the jersey was so small. Like. The numbers looked bad. Everything looked bad. And they were playing the fucking Cubs today? It was very weird. Okay, Great Britain.
No. This is the worst. This is... we need to stop.
What?
After this. The Great Britain jersey. So the honorable mentions after Great Britain are Team Israel. And Israel's just pinstripes with blue. Nicaragua is just a blue jersey with their logo on it, like their country's name. The Great Britain jersey.
Legit, all I see is eat tane.
Eat tane.
Eat tane.
It just needs another T.
Just screen grab that. To me, it's just like, this is the jersey equivalent of Comic Sans.
Yeah, it really is. And like, and the hat with just the GB, a little bit offset.
They just took the letters of the country. They're awful.
It's not good.
They just wrote out Great Britain.
Okay, who plays baseball in England?
They don't. They play rounders.
It's for girls.
What the fuck's rounders?
Rounders it's a weird like baseball cricket hybrid.
Okay.
More like baseball. It's a stupid game. Israel's not a fit. Israel should be higher than Great Britain.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Israel's just pinned and Nicaragua's the same. Their font is much better.
Yeah. Yeah, that Great Britain one is terrible. And like I said, hold on, let me see if I can find it. WBC Canada. Gray jersey.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's none of these either. What the fuck? It was so bad.
There's one, isn't it? There's Ernie Witt. Go back to the top.
No, them it's not even this. It's not even this. It was worse. Hold on. Let me see. Team Canada versus Chicago Cubs.
Team Canada.
And just see if I can get any images from the game. Of course not. Oh, there's Cub. Like you can't tell.
Looks like it was white and they sweat through it.
It was so bad. I'm sure there will never be photographic evidence of it.
Because it was that bad. You've had a white jersey for a really, really long time and then or a white t-shirt and it becomes that little bit like slightly off-white.
Yep.
Those are the Canada jerseys. Okay. Happy International Women's Day.
Yes. We should have said that to you, actually. Way to go, Mark. You fucking misogynist.
You misogynist. You xenophobic.
Yeah.
Misogynist.
Wow. We added that. He really didn't do anything xenophobic, but okay.
Yeah, no, he did all the time, constantly.
Yeah.
You know, shitty things are happening in the United States with LGBTQ laws, you know, and that affects women. And if you don't stand for transgender women, then you don't stand for women, period. You know, you can't just support your white Christian women. You got to support your Muslim women and your Jewish women and your trans women and your queer women. And shitty things are happening in America. Like, I messaged Mark today, Marjorie Taylor Greene was acting Speaker of the House for a day.
Why did they do that?
Because she probably told McCarthy, we'll vote for you, but you need to do all this shit for me. And this is on the list.
Wow.
Because Kevin McCarthy sold the tiny itty bitty shred of his soul that he had left.
Yeah.
To become Speaker of the House. And this was probably a concession in it.
That party is fucked.
I read that she's planning to lead a caucus of Congress people to go visit the January 6th rioters in jail. Because of this whole January 6th thing that they're trying to...
Yeah, it's a new weird conspiracy theory, right?
Well, yeah, because Tucker Carlson got all the tapes. And
yeah.
So he's showing the tapes now, what really happened.
And it's like, what's the narrative? It's a conspiracy, right? Like, it
it wasn't as bad as the media made it look like.
Yeah. And that Ryan Picknick didn't die from his injuries at this. He died of unrelated causes the next day.
Mm-hmm. Completely unrelated.
Yeah. Mm.
And then our boy George Santos just rocked up to the mic as if he was just a normal member of Congress and did a little speech about Women's Day. That is, if you can find some shred of joy in the horror show that is America right now, George Santos acting like he is a legitimate member of Congress is one of the greatest things you can ever witness.
Well, I mean, he is legitimate. He did get elected.
He did, but him just straight up like, what up? I'm just a totally normal day. Yep. I'm going to go about my lawmaking business today. Really, really great. Again, if you imposter syndrome, if you were ever at your job,
yeah,
I'm talking to you women on International Women's Day. If you ever get imposter syndrome and like, I don't deserve this.
I don't belong here. Yeah,
I don't belong here. Somehow people have mistaken me for something I'm not. I'm never going to be able to achieve what they think I'm capable of. Just watch any clip of George Santos.
You'll immediately feel better.
And you'll be like, you know what?
If this motherfucker can do it, I can do it.
Well, let's go to sports because is it already 9:15, my friends? We will start with the Scottish Sporting leadoff. Dave isn't even here, so we can debate on his. He is downstairs doing something or other. So the Scottish Sporting leadoff, five topics. I'll have a question for each of you. Dave, this was from 2 weeks ago. We missed last week. Dave would like to debate.
Okay.
His Barry Trotz prognostication.
Okay.
Or did he even make one? So when Barry Trotz signed as the GM in Nashville, Dave like smacked my phone out of my hands. I told you so. This is exactly what I predicted. He was so excited. And he said, it was when we were talking about who of the pool of 35 men will be one of these 32 coaches, and somehow Barry Trotz's name came up, or Dave gave his guess and he said Barry Trotz will be in some sort of management role.
No, because Chris and I said it's, how can it not be Barry Trotz?
Mm-hmm.
Was our answer to that question. And then that's when Dave said, I read Trotz is looking for upper management, which is why I didn't choose him, so I'm going with Rick Tocchet.
Right.
Didn't say anything about saying Barry Trotz is going to be GM. Just he's reading about it, so he's not going to choose him as his prediction.
Yes.
He's saying, him mentioning Barry Trotz upper management.
Doesn't mean he's predicting. He's just said, I read. That's all he said.
Chris, you are now. I will then be on Team Dave. Chris.
You're going to put this on me?
This is, we will put this, what day is it today? We are recording this on March 8th. 2023. This will probably be posted a week later.
Okay.
We need to remember this for our our official prognostication episode. Is this worth a bonus point?
Yes. Now I'm going to have to go back and listen to make sure because I want to hear the context of what he said.
Okay.
I went back and listened to it.
Mark, it's not that I don't trust you. I want to hear it with my own ears. And infer the thing. But as of this moment, I count that as a bonus point.
Well, then you can't because you don't have the context to it, though.
What I'm saying is right now it's yes until I can listen back and prove otherwise. So if I listen back and I'm like, no, I think he deserves a bonus point. He deserves a bonus point. Because right now we're talking about bonus point. He didn't get that question right.
No.
Yeah.
But we're talking about a bonus point, and this is a prognostication episode where we like pride ourselves on predicting stuff.
Yeah, but he didn't say, I think he's going to be GM. He just said, I read he's looking at upper management.
Okay.
That's literally what he said.
I'm saying yes for now, but maybe I will listen to it this week, and next week I will give you my for sure answer, but right now the answer is bonus point.
Okay. Appreciate it. Okay. Next, to be fair, I also don't know how I feel. And I've heard it back too. Part of me is like, I'm just saying the yes on Dave to make Chris have to make the final decision.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Because it was so offhand.
Right.
I don't know. It just wasn't like, I feel you just declare an official prediction. That's a bit of my.
Oh, okay. Well, then say that.
No. No,
I put it on me. I didn't even listen back yet.
Dave said it offhand. And, you know, I do like to think in the spirit of the prognostication episode, if you say something wild in any context, in any moment of that entire hour and a half, it has to count.
Like, had he said, I think he's going to go for a GM position instead, then I would have given it to him. But he just said, I read he's looking for it.
What if you took out the word read? If he said, I think he's going to go for an upper management.
If he said, I think he's going to go for an upper management position, I would have given it to him. But he
it's
said,
the word. Red.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That was the context for me.
All right. Well, like I said, let me listen back. I'll give you my for sure answer next episode.
Okay. We'll be quick with this one. Trade deadline day has come and went. Both of our teams, I know, Chris, your Sharks made.
Couldn't even get rid of Carlson. Like, come on.
More moves to scoop out whatever is building up in the barn that is your team.
They just want Bedard. So they're just getting rid of anything good so they can lose the rest of the games this season.
And is Carlson young enough?
It's because his contract, though. It's not nobody wants him. Just like, well, that's a lot of money for
that. That's fine. That's
He's fine. Probably so happy in California. Like,
no, he wanted a trade.
Huh.
He would. I'm sure he would like to win. He's getting up there.
He wants a cut.
Mark, your team and my team made moves. My team, I feel like mortgaged a touch of the future to shore up some. The Bruins are clearly going for it this year.
Why wouldn't they?
It is every year.
They're just, but this is like I have never seen an all in since the last Stanley Cup like this year. So they traded next year's first round pick, which. Again, we've talked about in hockey, like the drafts are such a question mark, you know, past the first couple names. It's a crapshoot. The Bruins had a low first round pick this year. So it was projected to be like within the last couple picks. But then they also traded a first round pick in 2024 and they were expected to have a top 10 pick in that. So, you know, not great with the picks, but really going like chips on the table. It's this year. So I'm not sad. Like, what else do you want aside from your team to go all in? Mark, the Leafs also made a shit ton of moves.
Mm-hmm.
Are you pleased with them?
Yeah, they didn't lose a single player off their roster that was of any significance. And with the draft picks that they gave up, it doesn't really, you know, hurt the, what they're going for now. Because, again, this is Deuce's last year's contract. So a lot of people were comparing this to what Anthopoulos did with Jays.
God, that was fun that season.
Oh, yeah. And so how do you feel? Like, if you had, let's say, 90% confidence in the Leafs to win the Stanley Cup this year, what is it now?
Oh, it's still 90. Because the issue is the opponent hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
It was always at the start of the year Tampa, and it's still going to be Tampa. So once they get past Tampa, then, you know.
You don't think the moves that they made at the trade deadline are enough to get them over to even Tampa Bay? You're still anxious about them?
No, I think it's enough to get over Tampa. I think they were a better team last year than Tampa. It's just Vasilevskiy showed up in overtime game 6 and then game 7.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they're better. They're a better team this year than Tampa, but it's just, yeah, if a goalie gets on a hot streak, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Well, also, speaking of the states, and I'll try not to get too emotional, but, you know, many states have passed legislation banning drag shows.
Mm-hmm.
In many states, there's anti-transgender legislation where children can be taken away from their parents if their parents seek any kind of gender reassignment care of any kind, or trans, if the government even suspects, some of the letter of the law says, of you seeking to do so for your child, they have the right to take your child away from you. So really shitty stuff happening in the United States right now, and we need allyship more than any time right now. But you know, if you watch Drag Race and have gone to drag brunches, you should be very mad. Anyways, the Minnesota Wild, it is Pride, and they were supposed to wear their Pride jerseys during practice. The entire team did not. And apparently it was an organizational decision. So hockey is for everyone. Psych. So Just kidding.
Unless you're gay, and then hockey's not for you.
Hockey's for everyone, and except for you, you homos. So, what do you guys think happened? Like, this just happened. So there's no, the organization didn't announce anything. It was just we made the decision.
What day was this? This was yesterday.
Yeah.
Did they announce this beforehand that they were going to do this, like, say, a month ago, or?
Yeah, all teams were supposed to wear their jerseys, and they were going to wear, and some players then put like rainbow tape on things and showed pride in other ways where they could, but they were supposed to wear their jerseys.
Oh, is this supposed to be a whole league-wide thing?
So this time around, the Minnesota Wild, while celebrating Pride Night for the second time in club's history, find themselves in hot water after taking an enormous step in the wrong direction. Despite announcements by the club to wear and later auction off Pride-themed jerseys, warm-up jerseys against the Flames, the organization reportedly opted against doing so at the last minute, calling off the jerseys just hours before puck drop. I think it was just their night. It was their Pride night.
I don't know why they would do that then.
The New York Rangers opted against wearing their Pride theme jerseys. 2 weeks later, the Islanders did the same due to a supposed organizational stance. Did not know this.
Okay, so I'm going to start the clock. What is the problem here? What does organizational stance mean? Who is saying no to this?
Like, Wild released a statement on just before puck drop. The organization is proud to continue our support of the LGBTQIA+ community by hosting our second annual Pride Night. So they just didn't say anything about the jersey, which we are celebrating in many ways. It's important to host nights like this to show all players, fans, and the LGBTQIA+ community that hockey is for everyone.
God, if a sport needs a player to come out, it's hockey.
But they're totally cool to wear their military warm-up jersey.
Well, yeah.
That's fine.
Of course. So you got to support the troops.
President's Day jerseys.
Do they have President's Day jerseys?
I don't know. There's 4th of July jerseys in baseball.
Yeah.
You got to wear the flag. You wear the American flag in baseball.
Even the Jays wear American stuff on 4th of July, right?
Yeah.
Okay, quarterback, retire off. Go fuck yourself, America. Quarterback, retire off. News with both of our big name, maybe retirees. Tom Brady, rumors abound again. Although I feel like it was just, have you guys watched Rich Eisen? Like, we watch him religiously.
Yeah, he's like,
a comedian. Like,
I like Rich Eisen.
He's funny. I'm just like, he might have just been fucking around, because I feel all sources came back to him.
Right.
Rumors that Tom Brady was coming out of retirement to sign with the 49ers.
Or the Dolphins. I heard it was either one.
Yeah. Tom Brady tweeted, like, anyone that thinks I could come out of retirement has never adopted a kitten for their daughter. Like,
yeah.
Don't worry, everyone. And Aaron Rodgers has been left his quiet, dark bunker and has spoken to Jets organizational heads. What do you guys think? Is Tom Brady unretiring? And where any more thoughts about where Aaron Rodgers next year?
Tom Brady's done. He's not coming back. Even though I think in my prognostication I said he wasn't going to retire, I don't think he's going to come back a second time. That would look really stupid. And then as far as Aaron Rodgers goes, yeah, he's probably going to the Jets. I can't see him staying in Green Bay. And I don't think he's retiring.
No, his ego is way too big. Way too big.
$1 million. It's a lot of money to just not take.
But he doesn't need it, right? Isn't it just a
$60 million?
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. Okay, Mark, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers for you.
I said Tom Brady was going to retire at the prognostication. I will stick to that. And Rodgers, I mean, he's already talking to the Jets. And with Hackett being there, I think it is a highly likely chance that he does go there instead. Because the Packers have been, like, talking up Jordan Love a shit ton now these last few weeks.
Yeah.
So.
Hold on. Yes, Dave?
If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, does he go to the Vikings next and follow him half as far?
Yes. Absolutely. 100%.
He's got to do the dick pic first.
Yeah, he's got to whip his dick out and take pictures. And yeah. And then he gets to steal fucking money from the poor people.
Welfare money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just... Aaron Rodgers' ego is too big. But if he doesn't sign with the Jets, like, is there any world where we see him back with Green Bay?
I mean, yes, but I think he's done in Green Bay, but it's still a possibility.
I love everyone who hates him now, and then when he re-signs, they'll be like, oh, yeah. Okay, it is Blue Jays spring training. Kikuchi with his beard. Handsome feller with that beard.
And it made him good, too.
What a good-looking dude with that beard. So it... And the Jays are doing... well in spring training.
It's spring training, but I mean,
there's easy glimmers.
They put up 10 runs before recording an out.
You don't want to, like, I'm not saying they're doing good, like the stats will transfer, but like there's, you see the glimmers of the, okay. So with Kikuchi with the high scoring offense, how excited should we be? Christopher, with your time, dog.
How excited we should? I'm tempered. I'm not super excited. I think this team has the ability to win the division. I just don't want to, you know, I don't want to be Mark here. So, just such a homer and like, yeah, they're gonna win it all. I don't know. I hope so, but yeah, I'm tempered expectations right now.
I will say the only thing you need to pay attention in spring training is if pitchers are pitching good, because this is when they're trying all their other stuff, right? if a pitcher gets hammered, it's because he's trying something new. So the offensive numbers I see in spring training, I ignored it all. It's the pitching that I'm looking at.
And how do you feel about really good-looking bearded Kikuchi?
Well, Kikuchi has been an improvement, but the stuff has always been there. It's just a way of just tapping into it. And I think they finally figured it out. Or Kikuchi's finally listening to what they're trying to tell him.
The beard. I can't. Like, I'm on images.
Maybe that's what Walker told him. He's like, grow a beard. See what happens.
There's some good stuff here. There's some really good stuff here with bearded Kikuchi. Dave is now in the room with me, so we should move on from bearded Kikuchi. Huh? Yeah, but you're good looking with and without the beard. Kikuchi becomes good looking with his beard.
And a better pitcher.
And apparently a better pitcher, which leads to more money, which, ladies, makes you better looking. Am I right, Wednesday? Money. Okay, we have like 10 minutes for our deep dive. I feel like every year, and I want to make it our deep dive this year.
Yep.
Franchise tags suck shit.
They are pretty bad.
This was franchise tag deadline day in the NFL. It was yesterday? Yeah, sorry. I feel like a few notable franchise tags. We have Lamar Jackson with a non-exclusive franchise tag, which we'll get to. Saquon Barkley with a non-exclusive franchise tag. And this is the Saquon Barkley who is on a team who paid an incredibly insane amount of money for Daniel Jones.
$40 million
a year. That's ridiculous. Oh, wow. That's
the price of a starting QB in the NFL now.
If you looked at a list of starting quarterbacks, so Daniel Jones is the 8th quarterback to receive more than, I think, $40 million a year. Mm-hmm. If you looked at a list of the 32 quarterbacks, I don't think he would be the 8th one that I'd pick making that amount of money.
No.
Extremely low down the list. So I didn't know until Lamar Jackson and Saquon Barkley tagged non-exclusive franchise tags that was the thing. That might be my loophole in hating it so much. So if you are non-exclusive franchise tag, another team can make an offer on you. And the original team that franchise tagged you gets the opportunity to match or better that offer. And if you beat them, I think you need to give up 2 draft picks.
If they don't take up or try to match the offer, they'll take the 2 first round picks instead. That's the compensation for losing.
Right.
Sign the non-exclusive.
So if I'm the Ravens and I've non-exclusive tagged Lamar Jackson and the Jets submit a better offer than I can, I'm like, great, give me a pick.
Yeah.
So I think, especially in a world after DeMar Hamlin's, I hate franchise tags even more. You shouldn't be able to franchise tag a running back, I think, especially because their careers and their good years are so finite.
Yeah.
If I explode out of the gate and you franchise tag me and then my career ends 2 or 3 years later, I could have signed a huge contract and you are stopping me from doing that. And this is a relatively new thing with the franchise tag. Late 90s, I believe it started. Do you guys think it's time to change, or can you put yourselves in a GM's shoes and understand why it is a good thing?
Well, it's a good thing because it forces the player to play for the GMs.
Right, but it's a bad thing for the player.
It's a bad thing for the players, yeah.
Yeah.
But it can also be a good thing for the players if, like, it's a payday. It's guaranteed money, right? As opposed to what Lamar could be facing is no one giving them the contract he wants.
You don't think anybody's going to give Lamar 32? What did he get, 32?
It's not the money he wants. It's the guaranteed money he wants. That's the issue.
Okay.
His tag is guaranteed money.
Baltimore Ravens are like, we're happy to sign you, Lamar, but we're not going to give you Deshaun Watson guaranteed money contract. That's absurd. but Lamar wants more than that because he is a better quarterback than Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
And also, as far as we know, doesn't sexually assault multiple dozens of women.
Right.
So that's also a huge plus right now for Lamar Jackson.
I will say this, though. That doesn't really factor into the GM's decision on how much to pay these guys. So, I mean, it should, but it doesn't. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
How many girls you rape? That's not even on the form. I don't know why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. Why would that even be brought up?
They have a chart saying, here's the amount of girls you rape, and then here's how many passing yards and touchdowns you have.
Right. If you get above this line, it cancels all this out.
Yeah.
And we can sign you. It's no big deal.
What did you say? The ratio is higher than one. Dave said the ratio just needs to be higher than one.
Yes. Exactly.
So, happy International Women's Day again, everybody. But we also live in a world now where Lamar Jackson is going to make less money than Daniel Jones. Next year.
I don't know that's... Oh, well, yeah, if no one signs to the contract, but I'm sure there's going to be someone...
But I believe that Patrick Mahomes is making less money than Jones.
Is he? No, I don't think he is.
He's making more than 40?
Patrick Mahomes makes more than 40. I think he makes about 45.
Okay, I thought I saw that he was... I thought he was less.
He signed a 10-year, $450 million contract.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
But like,
all right. I
very close, like too close than I would expect.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes and Daniel Jones to be. But
here's the thing with quarterbacks in the NFL: if you have one, like this is why fucking Derek Carr got paid. Because he's competent and you know he's competent enough to win you 9-10 games. That's enough to get paid where you know every other division now too.
Let's not forget. That's enough to win that division. You just need 8 wins in that division.
Right.
You don't have to have a win.
Wait, you're talking about Derek Carr. You're talking about the South.
The Saints. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you sure about Kirk Cousins?
But like for Jones, that's a tougher division, obviously. Yeah. But you know that he's decent enough that you can ride him for the next 5 years and know that you're fine at quarterback. Fine. Not great, but fine. But now you got to pay people to be fine at quarterback. How much does fucking Kirk Cousins get paid?
Yeah, that's what Dave's chirping about. $48 million he's going to make this year.
Kirk Cousins. It's ridiculous.
He's now yelling very angrily that it's 100% guaranteed.
Yeah. But it's not Deshaun Watson guaranteed, so be happy with that.
It's not. And, it's also not. It's also not Russell Wilson guaranteed.
But you know what?
I maintain the Broncos are going to be good this year.
You know what I'm going to...
Peyton fixes his ass.
You know what I'm going to give Russell Wilson props for?
What?
As far as I know, he... has not sexually assaulted anyone.
He has not raped either.
Yeah.
He's not, you know what? Has not raped as far as I know.
He became a virgin again.
That's right.
Right? Yeah.
God damn it. That's so stupid.
Well, okay. Would you rather? Would you rather him be a rapist or born again virgin?
You know what? I'm going to go with born again virgin.
Okay.
Just, no, not a question. Gonna lean towards
but it
that
is,
one.
It is very lame.
Because it's not a thing. It's not a thing. I understand if you, like, maybe you have done things that you don't up to your character in the past. Not, you know, not necessarily more morally reprehensible. Sure. And you're like, you know what, Chris? You're really special, and I have made a lot of mistakes in the past. I want to make sure that our relationship is not just sexual.
Right.
And I really want to save that for much later in our relationship. Once we have that makes sense. Rather than like, no, we are just going to pretend.
That, yeah.
That we've never had that before. This is new.
Never had sex before. We're just going to, this is new. I'm a virgin. I am. Me and my child. He's really into a drag queen book, which is really fucking adorable.
That's
but
awesome.
Not so adorable when I had to read it for the third time this evening. I really, really hate repetition.
Okay.
And parenthood is repetition. Like, I can't listen to the same song over and over again. I can't see the same movie over and over again.
So being not a parent sucks, huh?
Really not having a good time with this.
Yeah. Because they pick a thing and they love it, and then you just got to do it over and over.
He has a little teddy bear that plays songs, and he knows how to click through to get to the songs he wants, and there's like three.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the whole 45-minute car ride. It's click, 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 wheels on the bus, click, 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 itsy bitsy spider, click, 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 old McDonald.
Perfect. And then, just, or you do that, you do the, you hit yourself in the head and he laughs and then says again. So then you got to hit yourself in the head again. But if you don't react exactly the same way, he gets mad and you got to do it again. And then
bless my good friend Kyla did anti-balloon face when we were on the cruise together. So she just puffed out her cheeks.
Yeah.
And when Rowan touched her cheeks, she blew it out like a balloon. She had to fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
For him to stop. And they sat behind us on the plane, and it was like 45 minutes of him like, Boone? Boone? And just like pointing to her cheeks, and she had to be like, no, go away. Franchise tags are stupid.
Yep.
Is there any justification? Can you guys at all play devil's advocate?
Well, I think Mark tried to there.
Yeah, it's good for the GMs and, you know, for the players, for,
and
especially if you're like Evan Engram for the Jaguars. I think he got franchise tagged. So he probably wouldn't see that kind of money in a long-term deal. So it's because it takes the top five contracts and the average of it, you get paid. So,
and then does it not count against the cap, or am I crazy?
No, it does.
Okay, yeah. For some reason, I thought it didn't count against the cap. But
it's just a mechanism to get players
right. Field and yeah, to just be like, no, you're not going anywhere. You're playing with us again. I think that's super unfair to the players.
Yeah,
and it's a bit how I feel about the baseball and salary arbitration of like, at the end of the day, with baseball, the team is coming to the table trying to justify
paying you
why
less.
You get paid.
Yeah,
and with franchise tagging, it's like, I don't think you're worth what you think you are.
Right.
And I just need another year to prove it.
And I just don't want to go through the negotiation. So boom, there's the money. We're done. And you're playing.
I think after a certain amount of time, it goes up. I think because Kirk Cousins ran into that problem when he was on Washington, because they kept franchise tagging him every year.
Right.
For, I think, like 4 years straight.
Because you can do it. Is it two a team?
I thought it was only one.
One?
So I could, like, the team has to think about who their franchise tag if there's only one a team, and you have a certain amount of years you can do it with someone, right?
Yeah.
So you just, like, especially a position like running back.
Yeah, it's easier.
Yeah, you
tag.
Ruin a guy's career.
That's why
you see
more and more running backs holding out.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's why we get back to the full support of holding on to your contract. Mm-hmm. Like, great, especially in the NFL. And it's not a good look on a league that we know that makes so much money.
Yeah, how can you not have guaranteed contracts? That's awful.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Everything should be guaranteed, like hockey. Mm-hmm. Everything should be guaranteed in football.
Every sport except for football is guaranteed contracts.
And that's ridiculous to me. Yeah. How are they not fighting for that in the CBAs?
I don't know.
Because, like, it's billions and billions and billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Is soccer in the UK guaranteed contracts?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything that says there isn't.
Because I feel they're the other evil empire of sports.
Well, it's a little bit different in soccer because there's transfer fees and stuff like that.
Yeah, because you own the player.
You have to buy it.
It's like full-on slavery. It's not even...
Did you guys see the most adorable but also the most rinky-dink thing on the planet? It was a CONCACAF match and a dog ran on the field and took the soccer ball.
Yeah. Amazing.
Like just a straight up dog somehow made its way into the stadium.
And they didn't, and they didn't have another ball, right?
The players stood around and let the dog play with the ball. That's and then amazing. Someone finally came up, scooped up the dog, and the smile on that dog's face was like, yeah. Fuck yeah, I fucking did it. It was the cutest thing on the planet. But then it was also like, oh wait, this is CONCACAF. Like, this is a major professional.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the clock is still running. Like, they probably didn't even stop the clock.
It's a new injury time. Cute puppy dog time. Where is our puppy dog? Oh, he stayed downstairs. Just fuck it. I'm passed out on the couch. Friends, any other sports news we wanted to talk about?
What? Mark's, this is your time to shine.
Wow.
I mean, no, we're talking about hockey. Basketball, there's nothing really happening except that Kevin Durant hurt himself in warm-ups, and now he's out again.
That's fun. That's something probably delight. He's just too skinny, and I just can't deal with that. I don't want to know what your kneecap is like.
Yeah.
You know, not to like body shame anyone, but he's got weird knees.
There is one other thing. I forgot to Chapo, who has a girlfriend who plays in the WTA. This is about, you know, the whole women inequality thing. He was stunned at how much she gets paid because he didn't think it was that low.
Yep. He's not like he's a huge name, but yeah, he has come out of the gender equity gap in sports and talked about it in tennis, because we've talked about like what sports could be played on an equal playing field, no pun intended, and tennis has always been one of them. Like, it's a game, you know, there's no difference men versus women's tennis. It doesn't make any sense that men's tennis, you know, makes more money, draws more viewers than women's tennis. So,
because he even said, you know, like he went to one of his girlfriend's matches, like stadium is packed, so he's like, how are they not getting the revenues from this?
No, it's got to be the same revenue.
Yeah,
well, wasn't that the Christine Sinclair thing and like the Canada Soccer Association was able to find the money to license self?
Yeah,
and they told her and the women that it's not possible, we can't do that, we don't have the money. And then they just did it for him.
Yeah.
She's like, well, okay, you found it. That's great.
Interesting.
Clearly have the same access to the same infrastructure and blah, 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 blah. Oh, well, you know. And it's on a fun note with Women's Day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We're doing great. Doing great over here, everybody. Scott Sporting, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that fun stuff. And otherwise, thanks for listening, everybody. And I'm excited to listen to what Chris cuts out.
You've been listening to a Rebel Press podcast. Visit rebelpress.com for more podcasts.